Good morning, and thank you so much for calling our Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. It's Kathleen. I don't have much time, but I just have one quick question. The
Sure.
special for new customer, the special for new customers, when does that end?
So right now we don't have a specific date for ending it.
Okay. And how much is it? I live in a brick house, so I'm thinking about trying it because when you live in a brick house, it's hard to get steady Wi-Fi through the walls
Yes.
sometimes. So what would I have to, how much is the plan right now?
So if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, it's $69.99 for the 1 gig. For the 2 gig, it would be $89.99, excuse me. And that's if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account. For regular, if you did not sign up for auto pay and paperless billing, then it would be the regular price of $79.99 for the 1 gig and $99.99 for the 2 gig.
Okay, thank you, CJ.
And then
And what
also,
do I have? Oh.
sorry, I was just going to let you know that the modem and router are included, and so are all the taxes and fees, and there's no cancellations. If you were to do the promotional price where it's the auto pay and paperless billing, at that point you would have that price for 2 years, and there's no contracts, and there's no cancellation fees either.
Okay, and that includes the service to come and set it up and all that,
Correct,
and I don't
yes.
pay any more.
Nope.
Okay. And what do I have to do if I'm interested? I have to first call what I have and cancel with them, or?
No. So we actually recommend that you do not cancel with your current provider until our fiber services are fully installed. The reason being is so that you can
Right.
maintain connectivity.
Yes.
Also, there are times
Yes.
where things come up, and if for whatever reason we would have to reschedule your appointment, at least you will still have
Yeah.
your other service. So we always wait until
No, I like
we always recommend to wait until like our tech says, okay, you're fully connected, the speeds are looking good, and then at that point you can go ahead and cancel with your current provider.
Okay, and I have one more question. What is the turn, like if I decided today, are you guys like 2 weeks out or when's the,
So
like how far are you guys at?
it
Yeah.
really depends on the address. What is your address, please?
108 Roosevelt, Kingston, New York.
Okay. I don't know why I mistyped that, but okay. You said 108
Yes.
Roosevelt? Okay. All right. It's Roosevelt Avenue or Road?
Avenue, yes, Roosevelt
Okay.
Avenue.
Just making sure.
It's in the city of Kingston.
So it's showing that we are already able to service it. So we're looking at right now, as far as our calendar looks like, it is, let me just refresh this real quick, just so I can get the updated calendar. Okay, so we're looking at the 13th is we still have like one appointment for the 13th. Actually, we have several appointments left for the 13th. So we're looking at
Okay,
as
so
early
if
as
I
the
decide,
13th.
okay. Wow, thank you, CJ. Okay,
Of
so,
course.
and this is, I don't know a lot about technology, but like the fiber optic is better than like a spectrum because they don't have fiber optic, right?
Correct. I mean, there's been talks that they will, but at the moment they don't. So fiber, the way that it works, it's a bit of a better technology and a higher technology in a sense, because cable still uses DSL cables, so they're coaxial. We run fiber, which is pulses of light that emit the data, which makes it that much faster.
And the connectivity with different devices are quicker. Everything is quicker.
Yes. So everything is quicker. Our lowest plans are typically anywhere from 500 megabytes per second to 2 gigs right now. I mean, we usually just advertise for the 1 gig and 2 gig because a lot of people have a lot of devices to connect. I mean, in your typical home, you have at least 30 devices nowadays between the security cameras, your printer, all of that. So
Yeah, I have a lot less. I don't live with anybody, but yes. Yes, and I'm not on technology all the time. That's why I'm thinking the second one will work for me, the one for 69.
Yeah, the 1 gig, absolutely. And especially if you're just doing something simple as like streaming, emailing, you know, video conferencing, depending on what you do with the internet, yeah. The 1 gig should be more than enough. The only problem is that for most cable companies, the 1 gig is their maximum and highest paid plan. For us, it's technically considered our lowest.
Well, isn't the first, isn't the 69 your second one? What's the first plan?
It is. The first is the 500 megabytes per second, which is half the speed, but only for $10 less. It just makes more sense to really push for the 69 because you're getting double the speeds for literally $10 more.
So what's the next thing I have to do then? I'm interested.
Okay, so what you can do is either you can sign up with me over the phone or give us a call when you're ready, or you can also sign up on the website.
CJ, I have one more question. You said the bill is just going to be 69 whatever. That's it. No taxes. That's it.
That's it. No taxes.
Okay, and that comes with the modem, the router, everything.
Correct, yes. The installation is free. The modem and router are included. We don't charge a monthly rental fee like a lot of cable companies do. I know my old cable company, they charge like $12 a month for my modem router, which was kind of crazy. I don't know if Spectrum does the same, but I think they do. I can't really speak for them.
Well, I have a really cheap thing that like I'm just paying for internet from them. I don't even use their television, because I don't really watch TV.
And it gets so crazy expensive
I'm thinking
now.
And I'm really thinking about changing over. So, and I feel like my wires are always like whipping in the wind, so it'd be a good time. Now, eventually, if this takes off, and is Archtop Fiber, is that nationally, or like how long has this company been around?
No, so we've been around for a few years, but we only just started providing service in February in the area. Yeah, so we're actually headquartered in Kingston, so we're considered a local company.
Yeah, I know where you guys are because I drive by.
Yeah,
I didn't know how long you've been around.
That's our headquarters, but we have been around for a few years, just getting ready, getting all of the permits and getting all of the fiber and building essentially our infrastructure. But everybody in the company has years and years and years of experience with fiber because guess what? Fiber's been around for over a decade and it was only available to our area now, which is kind of scary if you think about it, because we're in 2024 and we still have dead zones. So, I mean, we have lots of experience with it as far as that goes.
Okay, so then can we set, I would like to be set up for the 13th then.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do have a few questions to go through. I know you said you didn't have a lot of time. It shouldn't take more than 10 minutes, though.
Okay.
So the location that you provided me is for a home, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then we were going for the 1 gig?
Yeah, the 69.
Okay. And then how large would you say your home is, approximately in square footage?
Oh, I don't know. It's a small Cape Cod, like, I don't know, maybe 1,700 square feet, maybe. Yeah, it's not very big. And it's not really tiny. It's just not big.
Okay, got it. So, I mean, with 1,700 square feet, I mean, there may be a possibility of needing an extender, but here's the thing. We actually include the first extender at no additional cost. So I'm making sure that that's going to get notated in case you need it. Ultimately, it will be decided by you and your Archtop Fiber technician, but it's at no cost for the first one. If you wanted to go for additional afterwards, it would be $8 per month per extender. But I don't see the need for more than one.
I've never had to use an extender, but like I mentioned earlier, I don't get good Wi-Fi in little parts of my house because of the bricks.
So the extender might actually help with that. Well, it depends on the Wi-Fi signal. I mean, if you're hardwiring, obviously you're bypassing the Wi-Fi. So if you use like an Ethernet cable from the router to whatever device you're connecting, then at that point you would be skipping out on the Wi-Fi and you'd just have a hardwired connection to it. But with the Wi-Fi extender may actually help with that. So I'll make sure to make a note to add one Wi-Fi extender, which is included in your price.
Okay.
And then no home phone service, right?
No.
Okay. And then do you own or rent your property?
That costs more?
Yeah, so the home phone is $24.99 per month.
Okay.
And then you said you do own, correct?
Yeah.
And then all of your utility wires are through the air or some under the ground?
I think they're all through the air.
Okay. And then your billing address is the same as your service address, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And can you please give me your first and last name, please?
My first name is Kathleen with a K, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. I'll spell my last name carefully because people always screw it up. It's Fancher, F as in flower, A as in apple, N as in no, C-H-E-R.
Okay, so F as in Frank, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie,
I'm sorry. My phones are all buzzing and everything. Could you please start again, CJ?
Yeah, so I have F as in Frank, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, H as in Henry, E as in Edward, R as in Robert.
And E as in excellent. Perfect.
Okay, so is there an E after the R?
You got it. ER, right.
Oh, yeah, ER. Okay. All right, what's the best email address for you, please?
Can we do my last name, Fancher, then Kathleen, @gmail.com.
And there's no period in between, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. The primary phone number you'd like on the account, please.
845-943-1357.
Is there a secondary number you'd like on the account?
No.
And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text. But text seems to be the most straightforward and account-specific option
texting,
that we have.
Yeah.
Plus, it's the least disruptive. We may still reach out via phone if we need to get a hold of you, whether it's there's an issue going on, we're returning a call for a trouble ticket, providing you with an update that's important. So we may still give you a call, but most of the time, if you don't answer, we'll leave a voicemail for you to give us a call back at your convenience. And then for texting, by opting into text for the text messages, you do have the option of confirming your install appointment via text. And then you also may receive billing updates, updates about your order status, and just basically account-specific updates. Now, message and data rates may apply, but that's also typical. But would that be okay?
What may apply?
It's message and data rates may apply. It really depends on your cell phone plan. If you have like the paper text, for example,
Right.
So that's the typical thing.
Okay.
And then I know we did talk a little bit about the auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up for that now, or did you want to do that on your own?
I don't have much time. How do I do that on my own? Can I just call you back to set that up?
Yeah, you can either call me back or you can log into the online portal, which I'll give you a little bit more information at the in just a moment, okay?
Okay, so good.
What that is basically you'll receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order and the other one will be an invitation to log into your online portal. That's where you can set up your auto pay settings. You can view your invoices.
Got it.
Your first date of your billing cycle will not start until your install date.
Okay.
And then as far as, your property goes, I know you stated that everything was above ground as far as that goes. Was there anything that we should be aware of, such as like gas lines, septic tanks, any other kind of buried wires?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I live right in the city, and most of my, like, it comes from the pole, like very close to my house.
Okay, so I'm notating that down.
And I think you're already installing, you know, my neighbor right next store and there hasn't been any problems.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm just putting in the Wi-Fi extender too. Due to brick home, you said, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, apparently I can't type. All right, so there's nothing like septic that we should worry about or anything like that, right?
Nope.
And then how did you find out about Archtop Fiber? Did you hear about us through like the mailer or was it the neighbor?
The mailer and like everybody's talking about it.
Well, I mean, word of mouth is one of the most effective ways to, you know, promote. I mean, I personally think personal experience is the best.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I don't know anybody that's had it for a while. I've only seen, like, my neighbors getting it. And actually, yeah, maybe one person said they spoke to someone who has it and likes it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So for November 13th, we have one appointment available, which is a 3 p.m. appointment. Would that be okay for you?
Yep.
And that would be next Wednesday?
Correct.
All right. So I've got you all scheduled up.
Okay, so you're going to send, I'm going to get an email.
You're going to get two emails.
Okay.
Now, on the email that invites you to sign into your archtopfiber.com account, that one, the link expires in 24 hours. So make sure you take care of that. And it should prompt you for new password. Yes. If you ever do have difficulty accessing it, definitely give us a call. We'll be more than happy to set a temporary password for you to go in and change it.
All right. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. You're very good. I appreciate you.
Oh, of course.
Good. All right. Are we good?
Absolutely.
All right. I got to get going. Is that okay? Are we good?
Yep. That's perfectly fine. You are all set.
Thank you for everything.
Oh, of course. You're so very welcome. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much for calling Archtop. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.